Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the half-price sale is now on.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Podcast, 12th of May. It's a Wednesday. The podcast question coming from Terry on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, he wants to know, he's a bloke in his 50s, Marto, and he's just entered a new relationship with a woman 15 years younger than him.
Okay,
congratulations,
Terry.
However, she's brought him a new pair of Birkenstocks, Marto, and a few months ago she got them, but he hasn't worn them yet. He said that they're wanker Jesus sandals. Should I cave to her demands or retain my dignity? Mm. I can safely say that my husband wears Birkenstocks, which I also purchased for him, and he reckons they're the comfiest shoes he's ever worn. And I have to admit, it is sexy.
Oh, you reckon it is
like
sexy? Righto. Hey, Terry, what I'd do is buy her a pair of Crocs and make her wear those and see how she goes, eh? But good luck, mate. It won't last long, so enjoy the sex while it's going.
Good on you, Terry. If you have a question for us, text 0484101045. We could answer it right
Terry
here in the podcast intro.
I know most of Brisbane's listening to Triple M's Big Breakfast this morning because we promised a budget special and we're about to deliver because what do we have in the big events of world history and Australian history break?
Marto, you have an incredible ability to be able to get secret audio from the most amazing places. I mean, heaven, Kevi Walters' office.
Oh, I forgot that time we went to heaven. Yeah. Buckingham Palace.
Where are you now?
We're down deep in the bowels of Canberra when Scott Morrison had the initial and all of the meetings. I had all the recordings from Josh Frydenberg and Scott Morrison when they designed this budget. And, you know, it's a big budget. It's a splash out. It's a everybody's a winner budget. And it's quite incredible, some of this. And I guess you'll probably hear it all over other media organisations. When they get hold of this audio, it's going to go everywhere.
All right, Frido. Been in a bit of shit recently. Get me elected again.
Okay, ScoMo, the good news is, from Treasury, we didn't think we had any money. We got plenty. It's time to splash the cash.
All right, let's do like an Oprah budget. Everyone wins a prize. You get a tax cut, you get a tax cut, and you get a tax cut.
Manufacturing?
At a zero.
Aged care?
Just one zero.
Rural doctors?
At a zero.
Education?
No zeros.
Empathy training?
Three zeros.
Women's affairs?
Just one zero, I'm not made of money.
Cronulla Leith Club redevelopment?
Three zeros.
Obscure Pentecostal religions that encourage singing and dancing?
All the zeros, more zeros.
Engadine McDonald's payment to delete CCTV footage?
Yeah, better keep that one in there.
Climate change?
Next year.
Yeah, we've run out of money. We'll get to that one. Let's go get them.
The Big Breakfast. Triple M.
Margo, we've been promising since 5:30 to...
the Big Breakfast Budget Edition.
Budget Edition, although we haven't really spoken
You've
seriously.
You've done nothing but take it take not seriously, Marto. And it
I
is
know.
Serious and it does affect
okay.
lots and lots of people.
But it's very difficult
All of
to
Australia.
It's very difficult to understand the budget. That's why...
Triple M's Dummy's Guide to the Budget.
Oh, dear.
And look who we've got. Scott Phillips from Motley Fool Money Podcast, available
thank goodness.
On the listener app. Hi, Scott.
Morning, guys. I know I love the fact you want a dummy's guide. You ask a dummy, so I'm here to help.
No, mate, you understand dummies. That's what we mean.
Scott,
That's
you
us.
Know what you're talking about. You, I'm sure, watched it very intently. Marto only watched 40 minutes of it so he could make a mockery of the budget. What do we need to know? Is it a good budget or is it an okay budget?
Well, that's a great question. Look, the good news is it's going to help the economy continue to recover from COVID. So that's the good news. And there's also quite a bit of cash being splashed around. So many of our listeners will get some more money or get some more benefit out of that budget. Those things are all good. Question marks around how much deficit, how much debt is okay. At the moment, we're planning to rack up more than $1.2 trillion worth of government debt in a few years' time. So, look, you know what? It's one of those things where it's all about short-term gain, potentially long-term pain, but we'll see how it rolls out.
So we don't have to worry about that because that's something that generations to come will have to pay off. So as long as we get our money now, hey, Scott.
Can I just check? Because interest rates are so low, is it true that our debt might be enormous, but the money we're repaying is less than it used to be on a smaller debt?
Yes, that's absolutely true. House prices is the equivalent, right? House prices go up. Our repayments actually haven't changed as a percentage of income, believe it or not, for most people, even though the prices go through the roof because of those rates. Two things. The first is eventually rates will move. Secondly, the debt has to be at least substantially paid back, not necessarily paid off, but substantially paid back. So someone's going to have to put their hand in their pocket. It's like an interest-only loan, right? You can't leave it there forever. You're going to have to eventually pay the piper. That $1.2 trillion or a large chunk of it's got to go back to the banks at some point, and we're going to have to pay for it as taxpayers.
Can you find any problems with the budget?
Look, I think that's the biggest one I've got. Honestly, it was a really good budget. Look, a couple of good things. First thing, for low and middle income earners, they're keeping the $1,080 that was supposed to finish at the end of June this year. So $1,000 everyone's kicked they wouldn't have otherwise got next year. That's really good. Superannuation is now going to be paid to everybody when they earn money. Originally, there was a $450 a month minimum. If you earned less than that, the boss said, no super for you, and didn't have to. Now that's gone away. Everyone has to be paid super. So those are really, really good things. The debt is probably my biggest concern, quite honestly. I think, you know, this is a massive spending budget when the economy is already likely to be in a really good shape by Christmas. They're saying less than 5% unemployment by that point. Growth is going to be 4.5% or 4.75%. So really good results economically. I don't think they needed to go this hard. Of course, this is a pre-election budget, so it's all going to be viewed through that prism as well.
Uh-huh. If you think about our listener, Scott, who would you say stands to benefit and what?
Yeah, cool. So low and middle income earners absolutely are $1,000 better off than they would have been. Now, not $1,000 better than this year, but that tax rate was going to go away. So you get to keep that money. So you're not going to be better off, but you're not going to be worse off than which was originally planned. That's a positive. Low income earners absolutely doing well. If you're a single parent and you're looking to buy a house, this is really important as well. The government is going to guarantee your lender's mortgage insurance. You're only going to need a 2% deposit rather than the 5 or 10 you might have otherwise needed. So that's a really good thing for single parents struggling to get their own home. That's a really positive one as well. Lots of money for roads, including some in Queensland. So up to $10 billion being spent on roads. It's one of those things you don't ever feel really richer because they spend money on roads.
Yeah.
But freight corridors from Mungindi to Charters Tower, for example, $400 million going to improve that, upgrade that. So lots of individual improvements as they do in these sort of budgets.
Probably
the major ones.
Lots of our listeners would use daycare. That copped a pretty good fee in the budget.
Yeah, this is huge. This was pre-announced, obviously, before the budget was out on Saturday when they wanted to maximise the news cycle. For second and subsequent children, the government will pay 95% of childcare costs, which is awesome. So not for the first one. If you've got two kids, you're still going to pay up for the first one.
Yeah.
But this is really, really important. So it takes pressure off the household budget. It also hopefully gets parents back to work who want to be at work. So that's normally mum, let's be honest, but maybe dad who's staying at home because childcare is too expensive. That'll get paid for by the government, and that lets you get back to work if you want to do that. So that's a really positive one as well.
Okay, we've got a lot of tradesmen just hopped out of their utes right now. I see where, is it 100% of any machinery you buy is able to be written off? So there'll be a lot of our listeners trading up out of their Triton into a Ram. Would that be correct?
Mate, grab yourself a Ram, grab yourself a rugged Hilux, knock yourself out.
They'll be getting more expensive utes and stuff.
Good luck trying to get one, though.
At least a new one. So this is a positive one. So they call it an early asset tax write-off. You'll hear the language.
Yeah.
Ignore that. Effectively what it means, in the past, if you bought a big piece of kit, you had to basically, you got the tax deduction over 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Now the tax deduction all comes up front. So you get to write the whole thing off in year one. Plenty of people out there shopping, as you say, when the cars actually get back into the showrooms, you can go and grab one and write it off straight away.
So that's to encourage them to all spend money.
Yeah, exactly. And this is obviously not just for Hiluxes or Rams. It's also for things like, you know, office equipment, furniture, computers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's basically trying to get money flowing through the economy, and also realizing to some degree that, you know, the tax write-off over years was kind of just an accounting thing that had ended up in the tax system. The money spent, you know, the money spent, I know the money spent. It's not unreasonable to say, well, if it's spent, it's a tax deduction. That seems pretty straightforward. So for small and medium businesses, you can do it straight away.
Scott, they seem to forget about the ladies' last budget, but they've remembered to put us in for this one. What does it mean for women?
Do you think there was almost an election coming, wouldn't you? The government's got a women problem. Look, this is good across the board. So we've already mentioned the childcare stuff, which is ostensibly about kids and families, but we know most impactful of women. And again, single parents, apparently 200,000 women likely to benefit from the 2% minimum deposit required now. So those are both positive. Support for domestic violence services, of course, that's really important. So the government desperately trying to get themselves back on the right foot. And I think the right things, of course, those three things are all really positive for women and important things the budget does, and that's a great result out of last night.
Thank you for that dummies guide. Scott Phillips from Motley Fool's Money for the latest in finance and investing news. Grab the Motley Fool Money podcast on the Listener app. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
Triple M. Corey's going around the house. Stock is Margo's busy parking orders. Time for Apple.
home with pockets.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Marto, Mother's Day was on Sunday, and I hate to bring it up 3 days later, but I got some late mail from our five-year-old daughter, River, the youngest one. She's in prep. And yesterday afternoon, she brought me home from school like a scroll, you know, like a bit of paper rolled up with a bow on it.
Was this your Mother's Day gift?
And she had forgot to bring it home from school. Oh, and so she found it in her bag and she brought it in to me. And she said, Mum, I wrote this for you. Can you read it to me? So I said, okay, sure. So I'm going to read it to you because I found it relatively cute and amusing. It says, my mum is blank 32 years old.
Oh,
and I was
congrats.
Like, off to a good start. She's shaved 4 years off me. The Botox is working. She said, my mum's favourite food is chocolate and red Skittles. And
I've never seen you eat any chocolate or red Skittles.
Well, she loves Skittles, and I just like always pick out the red ones because they're her least favourite colour. I don't like the red ones. She says, Mum, you can have that one. So then she's now decided.
So that becomes your favourite food.
Because it's her least favourite, and they're the only one she gives me. It's now become my favourite food. It says, my mum always says, I love you so much. And I was like, that's true. Yeah. I do say I love you so much all the time. Because she's the cutest little thing. She's a bloody legend.
She's your baby.
She's the baby. But she's just got so much get up and go about her. She's literally a legend. I'm just like, I love this chick. She's awesome. It says, it makes my mum happy when I tidy up after I make a mess. And I'm like, oh, she has been listening. You know when you think your kids aren't listening?
Does she actually, though?
And you tell them 10 times to clean up.
Get the towel off the floor.
All I say to them is, just clean up your mess. I just want you to put it away. It's all I do.
Yeah, she's got that written down there for Mother's Day. Has she ever cleaned anything up?
No.
No.
If I could get my mum anything for Mother's Day, I would get her a bouquet of flowers and some rainbow Skittles. Girl after my own heart. This girl does know me in just a short space of time already.
Except for the age bit.
And then we get to this bit where she says, my mum's job is pretty simple. Talks for a living, maybe perhaps works on the radio. They listen to me in the morning in the car on the way to school. My mum's job is doing the dishes and parking the car in the garage when there's lightning.
Is that it?
That's what it says. My job is to park the car in the garage when there's lightning. I think this must have been relatively relevant. It was, you know, top of mind for her because my job was to, the last two nights, put the cars in the garage while there was lightning.
Nailed it, River.
How's she going to go with the nap land?
Not very well.
Corey going stalkers, Michael barking others, that was at home with the puckers.
Oh, Wednesdays mean one thing for me.
The Big Breakfast, remember Wednesday.
Remember Wednesday. And remember last week we did Expo 88. We went way back. And that's a long way to go back. And a lot of people had wonderful memories.
We learned that you liked to hang out in the German area a lot, Marto.
The German beer hall. That's all right. We can say it. And that was a reality when I was a younger man. But listen, that sort of brought something. Well, I tell you what, dude, because of Magic Round this weekend, all eight games of NRL at the Suncorp Stadium, yesterday we had Wally Lewis on, and I went with my best mate Mick. We went to the first game against Manly, Brisbane Broncos, 144-10 against the Manly Sea Eagles, who were the defending premiers. And there was one thing, do you remember I said to Wally about that bloke having a wee?
Did Donnie McKinnon, was it Don McKinnon, their prop, who was a cop, did he have a wee on the
took
field?
Took a leak on the field.
He did too.
Yeah, he took a leak on the field. It was at the river end of the ground on about the 10-metre line. So if you want a part to stay away from, that's the part of the grass you don't want to go out of near.
I don't, weird thing
a
to remember.
A real gentleman's game of class, of sophistication.
Honestly, it was at a kickoff, and he just felt like a leak, and he just
when you got to go, you got to go.
He didn't even lean down; he just stood there and had a wee, like he was
trying not to draw attention to himself
outside a country hotel or something. It was very odd, and then I started going, hold on, we should do this for Remember Wednesday. We should talk about the first game, and then you saw me talking to our Graham, our producer. I said, do you remember who scored the first try for the Broncos? And it was Brett LeMann. It's one of the great quiz questions. Craig Groff, the replacement 5'8", Alfie had been off the field. He put up a left foot bomb. Dale Shearer was fullback for Manly, dropped it. It sounded like this.
And again, more pressure for Shearer. Well, he's lost it. This has got to be a try under the post. They crashed over. Another mistake from Dale Shearer. And the Broncos have gone over for their first try and Lang Park erupts.
I think that was Billy J. Smith commentating, but more importantly, one of the highlights of my radio career. Brett LeMann, good morning.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Here he is, Broncos' first ever try scorer, Margo. Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Do you remember that? Does anyone ever mention it to you very often, or how many times a day?
Oh, every year.
Just once a year.
Annually.
What do you remember that, because we're doing Remember Wednesday today, we're doing early days of the Broncos. What do you remember, Brett LeMann?
Of the try itself?
No, to the whole like the whole thing. You came together. It was the first time we'd had a team in the NRL.
Yeah, no, it was a big event. It was a very big event for Brisbane. There was a lot of controversy because, you know, with the Brisbane comp it was a very strong comp in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Then it was all split up and we went to Sydney. So there was a bit of a mixed bag feeling there in Brisbane at that stage.
Can you explain to Margo, the sponsor? Brett, do you remember who the sponsor was?
Power Brewing.
And were they making any beer at that stage?
Yeah, they were actually.
Oh, they started because they used you'd stay on the field and they'd surround you and everyone go, what's Power? It was a brand new beer.
Brand new beer.
And no one knew about it. And that was one of the most unique things. Did you ever get free Power's beer?
Yeah, I think we used to get a bit of I think they brought them in the shed then after the game. We wanted to have a beer, but yeah, no, it wasn't a bad drop.
Mate, what about Alfie? Do you have any memories of him that year?
Alfie. Yeah, no, Alfie. Yeah, Alfie's Alfie. Alfie come on that year. He was, you know, obviously from Ipswich and he was only very young and, yeah, he's, you know, he was a talent in the making. So, yeah, no, he had a good year, Alfie.
Brett, where are you these days? In Brizzy still?
Yeah, I actually live at Jacob's Well now. So,
oh, righto.
So, yeah, I moved from Brisbane down to there about 3 or 4 years ago with my partner, Sarah.
Still supporting the Broncos, Brett?
Yeah, still supporting the Broncos. It's hard yards at the moment, but like anything, you know, there will be change and I expect them to get better over the next couple of years.
Well, Brett LeMann, Broncos' first ever try scorer, and then Terry Madison was the first goal kicker. Thank you very much, because we're about to go into people's memories of that first year. It sounds like this.
The Big Breakfast, Remember When? Stay.
Early years of the Broncos. What do you remember? It was when we became part of Australian Rugby League. Don't have to go back to the first game, which Broncos won. I think the Broncos won their first 6 games, but actually, when did you get involved?
Well, I met Corey at the end of 2003, so the 2004 season was my first season of 16 to
04.
Come.
Righto, geez,
and that was the year Gordon Tallis was the captain. It was his last year as captain for the Broncos, and they shifted Darren Lockyer from fullback into 5'8".
Oh, that's a great
it was
season
a great
to be
year.
Involved.
Yeah, it was a good season, and that was also the year that Corey Parker, my partner at the time, was the 14th man on the field. He came into field of play off the interchange bench, and he scored a try.
And did they lose the win? They took the win off them or something?
They lost the 2 points, but the Broncos fought it, and they ended up being successful, so they got the 2 points reinstated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a good year to be a part of, and then obviously 2 years later, Darren Lockyer
won the premiership.
Took us to a premiership down in Sydney, which was really exciting. And
well, that did not happen in the first year.
Corey then went on to become a captain and then retired in 2016.
A lot of people texting going, I remember when the Broncos used to win. So that's not the purpose of this. We want to stay positive. Actually, we haven't got much time. We need to get to the traffic. But David from Boondall, what do you remember early days?
Well, I think you were a ball boy too, weren't you, Marto?
I was a ball boy in the old competition for West. So we used to play at Lang Park, Suncorp Stadium. But what are you talking about?
No, I was a ball boy for the QRL. So I did the Broncos. And one thing I want to talk about is Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers was the QRL chairman or something.
Yeah.
He was up there like the big guys now. But he was, because Winfield was a sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah. And there,
the
there
old
was,
days.
Yeah, I remember going to work and there'd be like cartons of CDs hanging around and everyone smoking and carrying on.
What great day sport was. But hold on, ball boy for that first game. Do you remember that win by the Broncos? Because someone said, how many people there? I thought the Lang Park was full for my memory.
Yeah, no, I don't have much of a memory. I'm a bit sketchy, Marta.
How old were you?
Well, I was in high school.
Oh, that's a bit embarrassing. I think when you get to high school, you've got to stop being a ball boy. When the ball boys are bigger than some of the players, you would have been taller than Alfie. That's embarrassing. But anyway, Dave, thank you, mate. Great memory.
Brett's text us through on the burner phone, Marto. He said, I remember when I was a cleaner working in the Valley cleaning Avis manager's office.
What's that got to do with it?
And on his desk was a proposal to get sponsorship for a new team called the Brisbane Broncos. He obviously didn't get it.
Oh, that could have been the Avis.
It could have been the Avis.
But he was a cleaner.
Broncos, not the power Brisbane Broncos.
Hold on. So Brett was the cleaner looking at the man. He was snooping. That's unbelievable.
Bet the Broncos, I bet the Avis is kicking themselves now they didn't take on that sponsorship.
All right. Well, there's our trip down memory lane.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
NRL Magic Round Brisbane, delivered by KFC. You'd hate to miss it.
Magic Round, Magic Tragic Quiz. It's a Magic Round, Magic Tragic Quiz.
So let's sort this out. We've got 2 3-day passes to give away to the Magic Round. That's all 8 games. Plus, we've got food and beverage in this most unique pub they're constructing at Suncorp Stadium.
We've got everything to give away, Marto. And we've got Kyla from Shayla Park joining us this morning. Kyla.
Hello.
You want to go around to Magic Round this weekend? You are NRL tragic?
Yes.
Kyla, your name is your buzzer. Can you say Kyla really fast and hard?
Kyla.
Oh, that's good.
Who are you supporting this weekend, Kyla, at Magic Round?
I'm going to go to the Broncos. I'm going to give them a second chance, I think.
Oh, good one. Okay. Friday night, they're playing Manly. Hey, Scott from Gold Coast, you're also involved in this quiz. How are you, bro?
Yeah, good, mate.
Who are we going for?
I'll go for the Warriors.
Righto.
Scott, if you were to win all three, if you were to win the pass for all 3 days, would you go all 3 days?
Yeah, I reckon. We were trying to get days for just tickets for day three, but we couldn't get those. So 3-day pass would be great.
That would be great. Your Scott is your buzzer. Give us a go.
Scott.
Good job. Nice and loud.
How would you play it, Scott? Let's say you win this. Would you come up on the Friday? Would you just sleep on the grass outside Suncorp and pop back in on Saturday?
Next to Wally.
That's probably the way it would play out, I'd say.
Cuddle up with Wally or Darren or someone.
All right. Kyla and Scott, let's get this underway. It's best of 3 questions. Let's start with question number 1. Who's heavier? Cowboys prop Jason Taumalolo or an average South American fur seal?
Scott.
Ooh. I heard Kyla.
Kyla, yeah, I did too.
Kyla?
The seal.
No. Ooh,
incorrect.
Scott?
Jason Taumalolo.
Correct.
Has to be.
One for Scott. Question 2. Who is the Brisbane Broncos' all-time leading point scorer?
Scott.
Aaron
Lockyer.
Incorrect. Kyla?
Free hit.
It's Jason. I can't remember his last name.
No.
Elam.
Mick DeVere. No.
Might have to strike that question Terry out, or Madison. Do we keep going until one of them gets it?
Oh, yeah, you just keep going.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Question 3 would be, you've got to get one more, Scott. Kyla, you've got to get 2 correct.
What was the answer, Marto?
Oh, you say it. Go on.
It was Corey Parker, of course.
Correct. One for Margo.
There's an awkward silence happening.
I know. Kylie, you're still there? This is what
it is. Yes, I'm here.
Scott, are you still there?
Yep.
Right,
yeah, mate.
Fire up.
All right. Name the coach of the Gold Coast Titans.
Scott.
Go, Scott.
Justin Holbrook.
That'd be correct.
He's got it.
To Magic Round, Scott, you've won yourself a couple of passes there.
But more than that.
Sport, Kyla.
Amazing.
But more than just a couple of passes, what sort of passes are they?
Mm-hmm. Very gracious from Kyla there, congratulating Scott, because he's won 2 weekend passes to NRL Magic Round's authentic pub experience, complete with food and beverages, so you'll be able to kick back and enjoy the footy.
Scotty. But Kyla, because you've been so gracious, we're going to give you a couple of passes to head around too. 2 weekend passes, share the magic at NRL Magic Round this May. There's plenty of fun to be had before and after kickoff.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
And what a treat, joined by Australia's number one comedian.
You've got to stop saying that, Marto. They can't all be number one.
I only say it about 4 of them. Adam Rosengren. Hello, mate. How are you, Rosie?
I'm good. How are you guys?
So good. We can't even say his last name. Rosenbachs.
Oh, Rosenbachs. It's been a while. It's been 3 weeks.
It has been a while, sorry. I thought I'd go to Mumbai for some duty-free shopping, and it was a little bit tough to get back in the country.
Did you go via the Maldives?
I went via the Maldives, then I went through Brazil, through the States. I've done the whole journey. It's been great, yeah. If you've got 66K you can lend me, that'd be appreciated. I'm broadcasting from a prison.
What have you been up to, Rosie? What's going on? Is there any comedy festivals on at the moment? You're writing for someone? What are you doing?
Did a gig for a trucking company, who I won't name. And the CEO introduced me as a ventriloquist.
Oh, that
put some pressure on you straight away.
A little bit. Like, I'm walking out there and people are going, well, you can see his lips moving. This guy's rubbish, you know. And his puppet's invisible.
This is
terrible.
His puppet's invisible. Could have just taken a sock off and hello.
Exactly. But the worst, the absolute worst one I've had was one that I did. This is after our first lockdown last year, when we're all free again and we're allowed to go back out. I got asked to do a woman's 70th birthday at her house. The woman's name was Joan, and they said, would you like to come along and perform at Joan's 70th? I'm like, yeah, absolutely, love to. So I get there, it's in the country, it's in the middle of nowhere, and I was a bit worried at the start because it's like, I'm going to get killed out here. There's nothing out here. It's like, I'm on Ivan Milat Road, like things aren't going well. And so I get there and the daughter comes out who's organised it for me, and she says, look, you can't come inside because you're a surprise for mum. You'll have to wait in the car. And I was like, yeah, that's no problem. But the thing was, I had to wait in the car because the magician was still on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I'm following a magician. So that's where my career is going.
Were you before or after the stripper?
I should have
stripped.
Rosie, can I check something? Like in terms of, I get on sportsman's lunches and stuff like that, and you get various modes of entertainment, and you talk about the magician, you've talked about ventriloquists, there's also jugglers. Where do they sit on the totem pole? Because I realise comedians are at the top, they're the class act. Where would you put jugglers, magicians, ventriloquists? Where do they all sit?
Geez, they're in the same basket, aren't they? That's a very tough question. Like, if you had to take one of them to a desert island.
Which would you take?
Yeah, I reckon I'd swim out into the sea. So the daughter comes out and says, oh, it's time to go in there. And I thought, I'll just check. How does she know me, the Joan? You know, because maybe she's seen me on Spicks and Specs or read my book or whatever it is. And then she goes, oh, no, she's never heard of you. And I'm like, what? So she doesn't know who I am.
She hasn't personally requested you.
Yeah, she hasn't. No 70-year-old wants a surprise.
No.
And they don't want me. So I go in there and they say, we're going to do some speeches, sing happy birthday, then bring out the cake and then we'll bring you on. I'm like, well, you can't eat the cake. And they're like, why not? And I was like, well, because if your mouths are full, you can't be laughing.
Laughing.
Oh, yeah.
So there I am. I've forced them to have a birthday cake that they're not allowed to touch. They introduce me. I go out there. There's people on couches. There's two people in Jason recliners. I'm like, well, they're going to be asleep. They've had big dinner. There are a few wines in. It's 9:30. Of course, they're going to fall asleep. So anyway,
what
I go out there. As you can imagine, I'm tanking. And you know when things aren't going really well, you get cotton mouth. You start to get really hot. And I was just like, wow, I'm hotter than I normally am. Now, I didn't realise it. I was standing beside a roaring open fire. Now, you know when that happens when you're just, you know, sitting too close to it and your skin goes all tight? Now, you imagine spending half an hour in front of that. So I'm like a koala in a bushfire.
You should have realised 5 minutes in that you weren't going anywhere. You said, where's the cake? Oh. Happy birthday to you.
That would have saved me. I don't know how the magician got through it. He was wearing like a velvet cape and a top hat. And so then, to make things worse, the husband starts fidgeting on the couch. And I'm like, oh, what's his problem? She's like, oh, he needs his heart medication. I'm like, tell him to go and get it. We don't need two people dying in here.
Oh, God.
So anyway, it finished up, and I'm sure they made a wish when they cut the cake, and that was that I never turned up.
Oh, I wish you wished you never turned up, I reckon. Yeah. Where's a shovel? Let me dig my own hole.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Marto, at about 4:20 every morning, I scratch my head. And I wouldn't say every morning because not all mornings do you drive in. But on the occasion, a couple of times a week that you do drive in, I find myself wondering what the hell is in the back of Marto's ute.
Oh, because our cars are car parks next to each other.
We've got car parks downstairs. We're very fortunate.
I drove this morning because it rained.
M. And you drove. And again, I noticed some strange things in the back of your car. Sometimes there's folds of grass and there's junk and tree branches.
I had all my tools in yesterday because I had to go to a job and work all day. So.
And this morning I took a photo because I often go, Marto, what is in your tray?
Oh, don't talk about this.
I can't describe what's in your tray because I don't actually know what it is. Looks to be... A door?
Yellow card, Margot. Marto looks very uncomfortable about this right now.
Oh, you don't want to do this?
What's in Marto's tree?
What is your fascination with the back of my ute?
I ask you all the time. Oh. I'm like, Marto, what have you got in your ute?
But not today.
Because unlike myself,
is it a dead body?
Some days I have turf in there. I have tree. I have all sorts of things.
Well, often after we finish our jobs here, you then go off to do other jobs because you're a handy and you're a builder and you like doing things and you're always off doing something, laying turf or trimming trees, going to the dump. Yeah. You know, you're obviously selling your house, so you've been turfing a heap of stuff. You've taken how many tons to the dump?
Oh, this isn't good, though.
And so I'm going to assume that you've got this. This looks like some old gates or doors or bits of timber. You've got an esky and some water. Is this going to the dump? Is that where you're headed?
Yes, I'd like to say yes.
What do you mean you'd like to say yes?
Well, that's not true.
That's not where it's going.
Oh, no, God, you know how we've been decluttering and shipping stuff out, and Kath, a whole family, dedicated ourselves to throwing anything you didn't know away. I did a job yesterday with a mate, and he said, "Do you want any of this timber?" And I just looked at it. There's like, it's too good to throw away. Like, the job had only been done 3 years ago, and they changed their mind and they want to do something else. And
are
I said, "You can't."
Aluminium posts?
Oh, mate, that gate, one of those. No. Oh, what do we got?
There's a black one underneath.
No, well, that's a frame gate. That gate's probably worth $200. There's a timber post there. That stuff's worth $40 a metre, that stuff. And there's four. Honestly.
Are you saying that you've taken something from another job site? You're taking
that's
it
all right.
home?
No. The bloke I worked with yesterday.
No, but you're taking stuff home when you're supposed to be decluttering, not bringing more stuff home.
That's right. And that's why we shouldn't talk about this, because Kath is probably listening. This is what girls do with new clothes and shoes. They go, and this is what I was planning on doing, was getting home and hiding it before Kath realised. And then she said, "What's all that timber?" I'd say, "That's been like a girl does. Oh, I've had that for years. It's been here forever.
You're pulling a me when I come home from Garden City yesterday at Westfield. Corey's like, "What are all those bags?" I'm like, "There's nothing to see here."
That's exactly
Look over
right.
there.
So now you've...
We need to do a discovery of what's in your tray. Every time you come in, be careful now, because I'm going to be watching.
But does Kath listen, or is she more of a listens to one of the other stations?
She listens because she listens to see how she's getting bagged. But today, this is up her... I'm going to go to the dump. I'm going to take it to the dump, which is I'm going to find a mate's house and I'm going to drop it in their backyard. I'll hide it at their shed.
Exactly.
Oh, shut up.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
It is the Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the half price sale is now on.
Yeah, half price cosmetics, Marto. I know you love to wear a bit of makeup every now and then behind the scenes. L'Oreal, Maybelline, Rimmel, Sally Hansen, Revlon, and Nude by Nature. Great savings. Every day.
I buy my gear from from Chemist Warehouse. But I don't get cosmetics. I don't need
cosmetics. Is that where you get your vitamins from?
I pay full price for some of my stuff, but Chemist Warehouse full price doesn't really even touch
80%
the service.
Savings on cosmetics, perfume, but they've got multivitamins there as well.
That's what I do. You know what I do need is glucosamine. So I do need to get down the half price vitamin aisle, and I don't even know. What do you do? Do you buy what sort do you buy?
All of them. You buy Synovus, Bioglan, Nature's Way, Blackmores,
all of them.
Swiss, Life Space, Nature's Own. I mean,
just
walk
down the aisle with your arm in there, just loading
scoop
it all,
in.
Scooping it all,
so limp in and jog out because I'll be fixed.
Yes,
absolutely. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. The Big Breakfast. We're going to wrap the show up next. What a morning it's been on the Big Breakfast at 5 minutes to 9, 24 degrees. They're saying the rains might come back a bit later on. Hey, earlier on in the show, we had Corey, who is Ollie's dad. Ollie's who we're building that little structure for so she can safely play in her own house. It's Triple M's Lend-A-Hand. You two went out there yesterday and had a look. There is a new video up at our socials, Triple M Brisbane. Triple M's Lend-A-Hand is all thanks to TAFE Queensland. Make great happen with TAFE Queensland.
We're exhausted because we had to do that. And then we were up all night trying to analyse all the budget figures and what they meant, the ramifications for just the normal Aussie.
You promised early. You went out hard and said it's going to be the Big Breakfast Budget Edition. And
it's a special.
You managed to take none of it seriously, Marto. I was reading and researching. As I do every day
and
for
I
our show.
And I said to you at 5:15 this morning,
you're
stop wasting your time.
Seriously,
just take the mickey, take the mickey out of the budget.
And that we did. But we also did take it seriously. And for those of you playing at home, it's hard to understand sometimes all of those big numbers and words. And so we thought we'd go to the expert, Scott Phillips from Motley Fool's Money Podcast joined us. And here's a little bit of what he had to say.
This is good across the board. So the government desperately trying to get themselves back on the right foot. And I think the right things, of course. The good news is it's going to help the economy continue to recover from COVID. So that's the good news. And there's also quite a bit of cash being splashed around. So many of our listeners will get some more money or get some more benefit out of that budget.
Yeah, that's a small part of the chat that we had. If you want to hear the full chat that we had with Scott Phillips, head to our podcast on Listener. You can find all the information there you need to know about the budget and how it affects you.
And tomorrow. I like the way we got so serious today. Tomorrow we'll go through DNA and genomic testing, et cetera, the full show.
Oh, wow. Can't wait.
I know. Please, I hope not. I might not turn up tomorrow.
God, you do so much for this town.
You've been listening to Triple M's Big Breakfast for Chemist Warehouse. And right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics. Terms and conditions apply. Triple M.